Jazz here.
Jazz.
A little jazz up your day for sure. Jennifer Horn. Let's see here. It's Jennifer at DougStephan.com, Doug at DougStephan.com, and Ken at DougStephan.com, overviewing what people are talking about. What in the world is going on with the movie Noah, which opens today?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are talking about what a lot of people are talking about, what a lot of people are saying about what a lot of people have said.
You are so smart.
This is such foolishness, but it's interesting because it has been capped. At least listen, I saw the trailer any number of weeks ago in Los Angeles. Matter of fact, let's start. Michael, I think you have the trailer for the controversial movie about Noah. It's out today, starring Russell Crowe as Noah. Interestingly enough, he's breathing heavily.
Noah. What did he say?
He's going to destroy the world.
My father said that one day, if man continued in his ways, the Creator would annihilate this world.
Cannot be averted.
He speaks to you. You must trust that he speaks in a way that you can understand.
I saw water. Death by water. That's on your life.
A great flood is coming. We build a vessel to survive the storm. We build an ark.
Mama! Them!
Bad guys. Bad guys.
You don't know your king. There isn't anything for you here.
I have men at my back. And you stand alone and defy me?
I always play the bad guy, European.
I'm not alone.
God's choir.
It begins.
Gotta be wet.
When they come, they will be desperate and there will be many.
See the movie, we can talk all the way through it.
Build it, they will come. That's Jennifer Connelly.
Remember, Noah, he chose you for a reason.
All right. Good swimmer.
Is this the end of everything?
No, it's the beginning.
Beginning of everything. All
right. So you get
the giraffes.
Right. It kind of reminds me of a scene out of that movie. Was it 2012 when they had the big ships and the world was coming to an end? Oliver Reed.
Right.
Was in it. What was the name of it? It was 2012, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. All right, so it's the same thing, only with an arc. Same movie.
Except everybody survives at the end.
Yeah. So there are a lot of people whose nose was out of joint because Glenn Beck said that people ought to go see it. Bill Maher took his usual cynical shot at it. You've probably heard a lot of this stuff. The movie begins tonight, and in the last couple of weeks, there have been a lot of blogs, a lot of people writing, social media posting, that kind of stuff, commentaries on the movie. And most of the ones I've seen, Jennifer, have criticized it and detailed how far it strays from an accurate biblical portrayal. Hello, knock,
because
knock.
Because they were there.
Anybody home? This is Hollywood.
It's
this
a
is
movie.
A movie. And I was looking at a Christian blog written by a guy named Phil Cook, who writes about Christians seeing the movie. He recommends that Christians go to see the movie, even though a lot of Christians, he says, have never actually watched it. Which is what happens most of the time, and how they look so silly. Is this story an exact biblical representation? No. For one thing, the Noah story in the Bible is pretty short. I think a couple of pages, and it's done, right?
Yeah, but it's definitely one of the most popular stories.
Yeah, but is there anything in the Bible about what happened in the ark during the voyage? No.
That's Hollywood liberty right there.
Right. It's a movie. So if you want to go see it, fine. You don't want to go see it, fine. I want to see it, actually. I'd like to see it.
I do, too.
Yeah.
And it intrigues me. It's Russell Crowe, right, that stars in this?
Right. He's Noah.
Yeah.
See, there are a couple of movies around I have not seen. I went to see last week There are two other God movies. God Is Not Dead, which has Hercules.
Justin Bieber in Concert Part 2.
Nice, Jennifer. And then the other one is the God movie. It was a compilation of a lot of different things. The Story of Jesus or something. What the heck is that
Son
other movie?
Son of God. Son of God,
that's
yeah.
It. Right, yeah, yeah. I want to see that, too. Anyway, so maybe, but the problem is I'm not in California anymore, and I'm going to be driving back with Meredith. I'm going down to Florida on Sunday, so maybe we'll have a chance to see it. I would like to see all of them. She said she wanted to see. She loves movies like this, and I like them as well. So
I don't know why you wouldn't see them. I mean, it's yeah, just it's like seeing any other story. You choose to believe what you choose to believe. You know,
the National Religious Broadcasters Convention took place in Nashville last week, and there were three people who spoke who had seen it, the president of the group, Dr. Jerry Johnson, then the biblical advisor on the film, John Snowden, and some other people who had seen the movie, showed some clips to people. And the fellow who is the president of this group, his name is Jerry Johnson, said, I talked to the chairman of the studio as well as the producer, director, set designer, Russell Crowe even. Not once did I ever get the feeling they were anything but serious about making this movie.
Of course.
They didn't mock the story, went to great lengths to get the ark built to the exact biblical measurements, and did an amazing amount. They actually built, by the way, when you see this, they built an ark.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really cool. You
set.
Have to. It's
yeah.
You'd want it to really
yeah.
be there, not
right.
some kind of
yeah.
animation.
Right. So, basically, what I'm saying is it makes for great conversation. The movie does.
It's Easter.
The people
that
run
up. These movies come out. Come on.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the run up to it and all that. I'm going to be very surprised if this isn't by a landslide, if you'll pardon the pun, the biggest movie of the weekend. Or maybe the month. And by the way, speaking of the mudslide, death toll is expected to rise over the next couple of days. 16 bodies have been recovered, as you've heard, over the course of the week. 9 more have been found. Only one victim has been identified, though, a lady named Justina Jeffords. 90 people still missing. So, not a great week in Washington. I believe, I've said this before, of all of the things that we've been talking about this week in terms of what affects America, or what is perhaps pretty interesting, is not the discussion of Obamacare and the Hobby Lobby case, and not Mr. Putin versus Mr. Obama, and not the Pope visiting with Mr. Obama, and not Mrs. Obama going to China, and how many other of these things. I think this is a very...
The plane, the plane.
Story. Yeah. Oh, the plane. Yeah, how can I forget that? Everybody else seems to want to forget it, but... Yeah, the plane. All right, quarter after the hour, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler with you on Friday morning. Would you like to combat wrinkles and
yes.
facial lines?
Yes.
No nasty Botox for you, Jennifer.
No.
No surgery, no knife for you, Jennifer.
Never.
Kenny wouldn't do that either. Folks, you can't stop time, you know that. But the bags and puffiness and lines around your eyes, you can stop them. You can modify them. Thanks to GenuCell, you can get rid of them for the most part. I'm not going to tell you that it's going to be perfect like you're back to being 3 years old, but you'll
Who
be back.
That?
To, yeah,
just 20, 23 would be
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, 20, as I was going to say, 20s, 30s. This is a natural process. No surgery. GenuCell. GenuCell. I'm here to sell GenuCell to you. It's stem cell therapy for the bags, the puffiness, the lines under your eyes. In 12 hours, you'll see this product going to work. If you don't like it, after a couple of weeks, get your money back. This is a kind of a long process. And by the way, this stuff isn't cheap. I'm not telling you to get it. It's not some cheap product. And you can tell that when you touch it. That's what I find pretty remarkable about it. The serum is, it's like nothing you've ever really felt or tasted before. Tasted, good Doug, or touched. You're not supposed to eat it, but you can because it's safe enough to do that.
Sometimes you get hungry.
Or it drips down from your eyes into your mouth. Either of those two things. Okay. The facts are you get pretty much instant effects. You'll see the puffiness, you'll see the bags, you'll see the lines affected within 12 hours. When you call 800-543-9262, you'll be quite gratified, actually. I think you'll enjoy the fact that we are enjoying telling people about something that actually works. It's cool. 800-543-9262. I get stacks of people from all over the country who tell me very quickly they like the product. Whenever I'm talking about various products, people do respond. They do send information in. And most of the time, you know, when you don't hear from people unless they don't like something, then they tell you, this stuff sucks. This is terrible. Don't use it. Nope. Not the case with GenuCell. And by the way, when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-543-9262, you get a jar of Esotique wrinkle treatment. So your whole face is going to be affected to the positive when you call that number. Call now, and don't worry about the wrinkles and the facial lines anymore. 800-543-9262.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. When you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, take all-natural Gutsy Chewies. Go from the feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. Interesting to note that Australia has said they're sending planes into a new search area looking for the Malaysian airliner. It's about 680 miles to the northeast of where they were yesterday. They didn't actually do much yesterday because there was a lot of wind and
the weather's
rain.
Been so
the weather's
bad.
Horrible. It's a bad area. At any rate, the rumor is the plane was driving, good Doug, flying faster than it normally would, burned up more fuel, so maybe it landed in a different place. There were more people with more satellite photos. Interesting thing, though, someone pointed out that, didn't you realize that white caps on the ocean would reflect as a shiny piece of metal to a satellite? So all of the 122 things they saw, most of that was white caps, if not all of it. Huh? 21 after.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most of our customers are absolutely phenomenally impressed with the product.
That's Tony, the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract, the 100% all-natural with no negative side effects supplement that supports a strong and healthy heart, strength and stamina, sharp memory, restful sleep, clean, clear arteries, and good circulation. And listen to this, in over 13 years of business, there has been no price increase for Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Research here. This is a lady named Janelle Monáe who has a new song called What Is Love that she sang last night. This is her singing it on American Idol. The only problem is nobody can find any connection other than paying $185,000 to the producer of American Idol for her to go on and sing it. She's never
she's
been.
She's kind of an up-and-coming singer.
Yeah, but she's never been on American Idol. She's not been a judge. Right. She hasn't been a contestant. So what's her connection
to
American Idol?
But a lot of times people go perform just, you know, the circuit that they're on to promote an album.
Really?
Oh, sure. They do it on The Voice, too.
Not oh, you know what? This song is going to be in the movie Rio 2, a new animated movie that's due out next month.
Really? Oh, well then, come on.
I was thinking it would be in Noah.
So, I bet the movie people got her on.
Ah, okay. All right, well, the most significant thing to come out of American Idol last night was the end of the line for Majesty Rose, who had a save song. She was on the bottom of the vote game. There were 9 contestants as of the beginning of the week. Now there are 8 because she is out. All right, but she did a nice job. Michael, just play a little bit. Let's see if Jennifer likes the version she did. Happy. Actually, no, this is pretty good. There have been so many different versions of this thing.
Yeah. You would like this song. You like the original, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I like the song a lot. And I think she's done a nice job with it.
Yeah, this is great.
But they didn't vote to save her. All right, anyway. Adios.
Yeah.
Okay, a couple of cuts from the late night comedy. We call these comedy shows, they're not really. The comedians, or would you consider Jimmy Fallon a comedian or a stand-up guy? As Jay Leno made a great distinction.
Jay Leno was stand-up, yeah. Right. I don't know that Jimmy Fallon's a stand-up guy.
I'm not sure he's that
I mean,
funny.
He's a stand-up guy, but not a stand-up comedian guy.
Right. All right, here he is laughing about this week's events in Obamacare.
Speaking of Boehner, yesterday he got so angry about the delayed deadline for Obamacare that he said, quote, "What the hell is this, a joke?" Well, the deadline itself isn't really a joke, but if Boehner wants some Obamacare jokes, we're happy to help him out here at the Tonight Show. So, how about this? What's the difference between the Obamacare website and Lake Michigan? Lake Michigan's only frozen part of the year.
Whoa!
That's funny.
Why did the chicken cross the road? Because he wasn't allowed to keep his current plan, and that's where his new doctor is. What does the Obamacare website have in common with the Kardashians? Neither of them work.
Pope Francis and President Obama met for the first time today together and prayed. They prayed together. Said Obama, "Lord, please help me accept the things I cannot change, which is everything." It's everything. That's right. President Obama met Pope Francis for the first time. They discussed how to deal with extreme poverty as well as some of the Pope's problems.
All right. So, you know, under the circumstances, because of Obamacare, the Democrats are probably going to lose the Senate this fall. There'll be a lot of machination back and forth, yada, yada, yada. But I don't have much sympathy for Mr. Obama because I don't think he's done a particularly good job. But having said that, He really is. Maybe he brings it on himself. The brunt of a lot of jokes from people who used to support him.
Yeah.
I don't expect anything better out of Boehner, and I don't expect anything better out of, you know, many of the people who...
No one would dare touch him with a joke, but now people are really... I mean, he's just getting it.
Well, because
on the chin.
Kind of a... I don't know if he's a joke, but I noticed that there is a poll that's out today, as a matter of fact, and the headline basically, Obama health law fails to gain support, public support for the president's health care, languishing at its lowest level since passage of the legislation 4 years ago. 13% of Americans think it's a good plan.
How many?
13%. But yet they've got 5 million people that have signed up for it.
Well, people are afraid not to. I mean, you're supposed to.
Otherwise, you're going to be in big trouble.
Yeah.
28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Christie and Gary LaMarche. Coming right up, was Paul Ryan too racial by condemning, quote, inner city culture, close quote?
Imagine if your brain took 5 seconds longer than everyone else's to understand something. By the time you understood the question, everyone else would already have the answer. Now imagine you're only in second grade.
And it's happening day after day, week after week, month after month.
Because almost half of all the parents who think their child has a problem learning wait a year or more before getting them help. That's a year too long.
Kids with learning disabilities are smart. They just learn differently.
Don't wait. Call 1-888-GREAT-MIND. 1-888-GR8-MIND. Or visit www.aboutld.org now. Because you can't imagine the difference it will make. A message from the Advertising Council, the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities, and this station.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question. Was Congressman Paul Ryan too racial by condemning, quote, inner city culture, close quote?
I think actually it's a bit overwrought. There are dog whistles, and there are people who in unguarded moments say things that are guardedly racist. We do live in an age of gotcha politics where people are looking for missteps. I think Ryan's policies are bad policies. I think the impact of his economic programs would not be good for working people, people of color.
I think if you look at what we've done in this country for the last 50 years, the safety net that we have designed has turned into an entitlement system where we spent trillions of dollars and yet we still have people who are poor. I've known Paul Ryan for 22 years, and I tell you, not only is there not a racist bone in his body, but his conviction of trying to lift those up from poverty is something he takes very seriously.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Christie and Gary LaMarche.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Is listening to the Doug Steffen program.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they
Hello,
are.
Hello, everyone.
They know it's good for them. That's Jennifer Horn, who knows what's good for her. That's why she's here. Ken Kessler monitoring social media. All right, what do we have that's hot there, Kenny?
Lots of different topics. How about Noah? Because we were just talking about the Noah movie.
How about Noah?
Paul said, I just saw Noah. I don't think they use the Bible as a reference.
Okay. Well, like Doug, I mean, really, to be fair, there was no reference about what happened on there, right?
Yeah. It could have been a coincidence.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much we know they lined them up two by two, built an ark.
Right.
Right.
I think the...
Lots of rain.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dallas Rains is going crazy.
Based on or inspired by or something like that.
Inspired by true events.
Yeah.
The Pope liked it, right?
He and Barack go see it together?
No, I think Russell Crowe went to go see the Pope.
Yeah, but he didn't get too close to me. Shook his hand. That was about it.
It's closer than I've been.
Keep going, Kenny.
Brad says, getting upset because the Noah movie is not accurate is ludicrous.
It is.
Based on a myth. It's as true as King Kong, Ben-Hur, or Star Wars.
Hey.
I love Noah being compared to King Kong. There you go. All right, what else?
Bo says, apparently some people are offended because the director of the Noah movie is not a Christian, unlike the writer of Genesis.
Duh. Really? He works in Hollywood. They're all Jewish.
Well, I think his point is, so was the writer of Genesis.
Right. Come on.
Uh-huh. And, by the way, so was pretty much everybody before the, before the year
400. That's where it all started, baby.
Right. Too many Christians around before that. As a matter of fact, Jesus wasn't a Christian. Hello. Ding, ding, ding. All right, so that's the story on Noah. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day with comments
about
that.
Our Facebook friends are truly some of the most funny people on the planet, I think.
All right, but they're not too amused with the continuing focus on the search area for Flight 370. And now there's further analysis paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
Crews have gone to a new area.
Yeah, we were in the wrong spot. Oops.
Wrong spot.
Again.
Yeah. Who would have known? So they moved about 700 miles northwest in the Indian Ocean. Radar data suggesting the plane flew faster than was originally thought, used up more fuel, and that may have reduced the distance traveled, therefore bringing it to the sea in a different place. Yes, we got it. Have we? 888-302-3684. This is an interesting story about the Air Force that announced the firing of nine commanders at the Montana nuclear site, the missile base. Remember the story of the exam cheating scandal and officers that got involved in not only the cheating scandal, they didn't know what was going on, they weren't paying attention to their jobs.
Right.
So about another dozen or two officers facing disciplinary action. All right, so I'm glad you have, I suppose we all ought to be glad that there's some resolve to the situation, or at least somebody knows what's going on. Hello. Let's see here. The feds, through the federal court system, have upheld the new Texas abortion limit law. Remember the story? The state lawmakers last year passed some of the toughest restrictions on when, where, and how women could get an abortion. And so a federal appeals court said, yep, these are okay. Stand by these. This will give Wendy Davis, that's her name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Woman who's running for governor of Texas, going to have a real
put
platform.
On those pink tennis shoes.
I'll tell you something.
This is
no matter what they say about politics, this is the best thing that could have happened to her candidacy.
Oh, absolutely. No best one knew who she was until she got on those pink tennis shoes and stood there.
Speaking of nobody knows who they are, an overwhelming Russian force demanding the surrender at the Crimean Air Force Base, Colonel Yuli Makhchur. I think that's how you pronounce his name, is it, Kenny? Yuli Mom? Maybe it's Makhchur.
Sure.
He said to the Russians, quote, translated, of course, "As an officer with honor, I tell you I will stay." So he's the new big hero of Ukrainians. That doesn't mean he's not going to get shot, but he stayed. Anyway, okay, how many people have been looking forward to the release of more data from the Clinton administration?
Can't wait, yeah. I love it.
You do? Why?
No, just fun.
Really?
I love those Clintons, yes.
Yeah? 2,500 pages of documents being released. National Archives says the former president's White House papers, records from a couple of his aides as well.
I want his little black book.
Really? Well, I didn't think you were that type.
You think you're pretty proud of yourself, don't you? I just want to see it. I want to see who gets the 5 stars, who gets the 4 stars, you know.
Here's a...
We'll see if you're in it.
Yeah, right. No. Just because I held her hand and put my head on her head. A court convicted in Pakistan, a man sentenced him to death. Remember that? Was it last year? I think it was. Blasphemy against the Christian church. Not too tolerant in Pakistan and those areas of the world. Now, if you're showing Noah over there, you're probably going to have a problem getting anybody to go to the theater. Not because they don't want to see it, but if they get seen seeing it, then they all get executed. That's the kind of tolerance
that's
they
kind
like
of a bummer.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. This is a medical story, but it sort of leads me into not one of my favorite places, but one of the things that I find most compelling conversationally about medicine, about vaccines, and about autism.
Uh-oh.
You have heard me say, how many times? 300 times?
A billion.
Okay. That in part, autism is caused, if not caused, but affected by the shots, some of the vaccines the kids get that have mercury in them when they are babies. There is the belief that that's not true, but nobody seems to be able to understand or explain why autism is up 30%.
Now, I would imagine, Dougie, because you and I disagree on this. Obviously, you don't want to get an injection with mercury in it, but they have mercury-free injections now, and I think people who have stayed away from getting their kids these shots have started causing problems on the other end of the spectrum. I mean, there's a lot of outbreaks now, whooping cough, all these different things, and I think it's kind of irresponsible not to vaccinate your kids, so that's where we disagree. But I'm surprised that you point to vaccinations instead of the American diet, because that's what I think the problem
is. The American diet at the age of 3.
Well, no, but but you pass it on to your kids. I mean, it's
Are you talking about parents passing it on?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, your body, you're feeding your child. When you have, you have this life inside of you, if you have all these gross, yucky chemicals built up, I mean, how do you not help but pass them on to your kid?
Yeah.
I mean, the food source is dirty now. Unless you really take the time to clean up your body, it's dirty.
Very careful about that. All right, let's talk about something that's pleasant, shall we?
That's it? That's all we get? All right, fine. Yeah.
What, on the autism
thing? I win, right?
What, you want more on the autism? I think that it's polarizing because you're not going to find... you're not changing my mind.
All,
I'm not changing
yours.
And it's
all guesses, too.
And there's a lot of science in it, and a lot of science is not in it, a lot of imperfect science. But there are too many maybes and guesses and hypothetical situations that would lead one to believe that there is some danger there. Speaking, as I was about to, about something that's fun, mm-hmm. How many people are ready for the baseball season to begin next week?
So ready.
I am.
And guess what? Dodgers are already in first place.
Well, the Dodgers are buying their way into first place,
what?
Like the Yankees used to do.
Okay, maybe. But they're not in first place because of that. It's because their season started early in Australia, mm-hmm. and we won all of the games. Uh-huh.
So Miguel Cabrera has just signed with the Detroit Tigers.
That's a big one for them. The Tigers are a pretty decent team.
Getting $292 million over the next 10 years.
Wow.
Wow.
$29 million a year. That's me. What's that figure out to a game? 160 games, right? 162 games?
Let's just say more than a hot dog and peanuts.
Yeah. A lot of money.
Not much more.
All right. Along with the excitement over the Dodgers and maybe the Tigers, the people in Milwaukee are loving the fact that their broadcaster, their pal, Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker, goes back into the box at 81. I think that's how old he is, isn't he? He's been doing play-by-play for the Milwaukee Brewers since 1971. I believe he's number two on the seniority list after Vin Scully.
All right, here we go with Ryan Braun. The pitch to him. Swing it and drive!
Listen to the excitement.
Wow. No, he's great. Other
get
than
up.
Vin Scully, he's
get
really,
up.
Really good.
Get out of here! Gone! Holy cow! Oh, that was somebody else. You know who that was?
Harry.
Do you remember? No, it wasn't Harry Carey.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Holy cow, it was Phil Rizzuto. Really? Holy cow! Remember?
No.
Yeah. I think you would see if
I'm
right.
I was probably pretty young.
Michael, you can check me out on that one. I wouldn't mind being told I was right or wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was Phil Rizzuto.
I think you're right.
Holy cow! So what was Harry Carey's? Harry Carey had another standard.
Yeah, what did
what
he
was
say?
It? I don't know.
Michael knows.
Cubs lose again.
No, Harry Carey had something that he would say. Come on, Michael.
That was very funny, Michael.
Michael.
Cubs lose again.
Wait till you see if Powers is going to hit number 61. Here's the windup. Fastball hit deep to right.
Yeah, that was Rizzuto.
Holy cow.
That's Rizzuto.
Oh, see, there you go.
Holy cow!
Well, Harry Carey used to say it, too. He wrote a book about his life that was called Holy Cow.
Okay,
really?
Good.
So. He stole it from Phil.
Everybody says Holy Cow.
They're both asleep now, so it probably doesn't make too much difference. All right, what did I say? It was 16 before the hour. Did I say that already?
Something like that.
Imagine a good night's sleep. Gentlemen who are sleeping with lovely ladies who have to get up over the period of an 8-hour sleep twice, three times. What an annoying situation that is. Want to fix it? Join a lot of men, millions of them, in fact, who are now experiencing a normal love life, normal night's sleep, because they're on to this new prostate health formula called PT9. PT9, very effective. Less trips to the bathroom. The product has been recommended by lots of people. I see in my comments that people send to me, Doug at DougStephan.com, about some of the products that we talk about here. Recommend. And when people recommend without being asked to, when they recommend a product, you know it's pretty good. So PT9, which is backed up by science, that's why Dr. Ken Kronos likes it, guaranteed to work. Call 800-811-3790. So what does it do? It keeps you from getting up in the middle of the night, so better wealth of benefits, better night's rest. Your prostate is being fed properly, so it will stay protected and not run into problems as you get older. Better flow, all that kind of stuff from your bladder, if that's not too much information. Take it from me, because I take this stuff. 800-811-3790. I don't want to get up in the middle of the night, go to the bathroom. Who wants to do that?
You're sleeping.
I get up in the middle of the night to go to work. I don't want to get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, too. All right, so you ready? 800-811-3790. If you call now, mention Doug Stephan, you get a bonus gift of a bottle of Heart Factors Plus. So two great products together for the price of one. 800-811-3790.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Turf Builder Longford. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Turf Builder Longford. A prompt feeding now in early spring, and another in late spring, strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Turf Builder Longford this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4 inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22 month special financing is available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks, then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet. It lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com. All right, for those of you who are engrossed in the continuing conversation with the missing Malaysian airliner, our poll over the weekend asks when you think they'll find the plane. A, they'll find it this weekend. B, in the next week or two. C, in the next month or two. D, they won't find it for a long time. E, they're never going to find that plane. All right, so poll, please. Yesterday's poll, as a matter of fact, have you ever gotten a recall notice for your car? This is probably because Nissan is recalling more than a million vehicles because their airbags don't work. Most all the Nissans that have been sold in America in the last year all being called back. So let's see here. Recall notices, 33% of you said you had never gotten a recall notice. 32% of you said yes, and they took it in and they fixed it. Interesting, almost half and half there. Yes, they had it. No, they didn't. Let's see. 21% said yes, but I ignored it. Good for you. And 13% said, I get stuff in the dealership all the time. I don't pay any attention to it.
Yeah.
And that's, again, that's another one. And I suppose you put 13% and 21% together. And that's what you got. Bippity boppity boo. The video of the day, one of them this week, is really full of joy. You know how we love to bring you pleasure and joy, and oftentimes that happens at the other end of a picture about a dog. We had the bulldog rolling down the hill last week, and this week the video features a happy dog enjoying a romp through tall grass. It's just neat, fun, spring-like.
Simple joy,
yep.
Right?
Very, it's just very much simple joy, right? Plus a picture of Charlotte on the plane at
so
DougStephan.com. Thank you.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take?
Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
After the hour, Rich and Ken and Jennifer, Roberta, she back next week? When is Roberta back?
Roberta will not be back until the week after next. She's
really?
In New Orleans, then scuba diving.
Ah, very nice.
Yes.
How exciting is that? All right, let's get to our technical data department here that's otherwise known as Tech Talk time on Good Day. A couple of different items here. We're going to get to a forfeiture in a manner of speaking. We'll get to that story after we listen to Shelley Palmer talk with you about how to use less data on your smartphone. And I'm guessing with that means less charges,
less
right?
Money.
Wouldn't that be?
Yeah. That'd be right.
Sort of two and two is still four. Stand by for that report here on Good Day.
Travel rewards usually take forever to earn, and even longer to redeem. Introducing Orbitz Rewards, the instant approach. Earn and redeem rewards instantly. Book a flight, use the rewards instantly for your hotel. Book your hotel, use the rewards to stay longer. Book a package, you get the picture. Earn even more when you book on the Orbitz app. 5% on hotels and 2% on flights. Join today at Orbitz.com/rewards and get instant vacation gratification.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston. It was Boston.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, no matter which wireless carrier you choose, chances are good you're probably going to have a pretty high monthly data bill. But thanks to Google Chrome's mobile browser, you can use less data each month and maybe even save a few bucks. Google has a couple of features in its browsers for Android and iOS that reduce your data consumption by up to 50%. Powered by Google servers, one feature optimizes and transcodes the images you see on websites to the WebP format, which requires fewer bytes than other more popular photo formats. formats like JPEG. To enable this feature, head to the settings menu of Chrome, then select bandwidth. You'll see an option that reads reduce data usage. Turn that on and you're ready to go. Also in bandwidth is an option for preloading web pages. Chrome lets you choose always, never, or only on Wi-Fi. To save on data, set it to either option that isn't always. Happy browsing. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app, it doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
All right. So there is a story that we have at DougStefan.com today about a Minnesota school district paying up after forcing a teenage student to give up her Facebook passwords and email passwords to them. They're going to have to cough up $70,000 in damages to Riley Stratton, a 15-year-old who claimed in a lawsuit that she was hauled in front of school officials and a local police officer, forced to watch while the adult skimmed through her personal social media accounts. Can you imagine?
What an invasion of privacy. Oh, that is way out of bounds. Yeah.
She was in tears. I was embarrassed. Her mother
looking for?
Was furious. Well, they never told her that they were going to bring her into a room and demand her Facebook password.
Had she threatened to blow up the school or something like that?
The trouble started a couple of years ago, Richie. She was a sixth grader at the time. She published a Facebook post about one of her school's hall monitors, saying that she was hated, that the teacher's aide was mean and yada, yada, yada.
So all in the name of online bullying.
Right. So the attorney who took the case pro bono said that the school's actions were a violation of her rights of free speech. It punished her for doing exactly what children have been doing for hundreds of years, complaining to her friends about teachers and administrators. Just as it's the technology, isn't it, huh? 59 after.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.